What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, FightfulSelect.com, Q&A show time. I'm ready to hear what you guys want to know. That's what we're here for. That's what I love to see. Let's go ahead and get into these questions. Nonzo says, any update on Impact having some crowd noise at Hard to Kill, especially since the main event between Bullet Club versus Swan and Motor City Machine Guns? I've been asking about this. Like, I had some people floating that maybe Hard to Kill would have had a live crowd or something like that. That doesn't look like it's the case. They do have new commentary, but I haven't heard anything as of yet. I think they should do it. I think they should have some people there at ringside. I know that's something that has been pushed internally. Nonzo says, will Taya Valkyrie remain at Impact post Hard to Kill? Well, it depends on what you mean by that. Will she stay with the company permanently? I don't know. I don't know the exact length of her contract. She got a little upset whenever an article was ran last year about that and when Jeremy inquired about it. But I think that she will be on Impact programming after Hard to Kill because they're taping Hard to Kill this weekend and then they're taping subsequent programming after that. That's the unique aspect of wrestling these days, is that most of the tapings happen. They want to do their pay-per-view live for obvious reasons. It's exciting. You don't want spoilers out there. You want to keep that close to the vest. But then you're taping 2 months' worth of stuff. So she's probably going to be on the show for a while after that, I would imagine. Nonzo says, any updates on Ethan Page signing with a new promotion? He told me that he's got a place to work, but I don't know what that means. I hadn't heard anything about Ring of Honor. He told me he did not want, or I don't want to say didn't want to go back to Impact, wasn't planning on going back to Impact. So that would lead me to believe WWE, AEW, or New Japan, USA. I don't know. This is all speculative. I know that he's also looking to do some acting as well and is really expanding his own brand. Chris says, any credibility to the higher-ups not wanting a live mic on Mustafa? So I had heard that there was someone that took exception to him making light of the fact that they pipe in stuff. And when I had this conversation with somebody, because I asked about this, I was like, well, what would anybody have been mad at? And they're like, well, he said that they piped in noise. And I said, they do. And this person said, yeah, but we don't want them going out there and saying that. And I'm like, why not? It's obvious. It's okay. Baseball does it. Football does it. Basketball does it. Don't treat us like we're stupid. Ali was not treating us like we were stupid. So, I mean, I just heard one person that took umbrage with that. I think that's the word. But, I mean, why? Why? It was a good promo. Rule says, not sure if you know, but are there any independent promotions in Michigan we're checking out? That's out of my wheelhouse, my guy. What's your favorite sport to watch or play? I love to watch football. I love to play basketball. By far. I also like to play, I don't even know if it counts as a sport, but spike ball is one that I really like. My strength and conditioning coach from our MMA team got me into that, and I really loved it. We played it on the beach a lot, and actually at his CrossFit gym quite a bit. Raul says, am I crazy to think that Sheeta has been booked better than Asuka in the last few months? No, but I mean, she's been booked, and that's the thing. Asuka's barely been booked. She's won the tag titles, though, but Asuka has just barely been on this show, and it's very, very frustrating. They haven't had her defend the Raw Women's title since November, and that was against Lana in a one-minute DQ. Before that, it was October. That's it. Book the woman. She's awesome. Book her. Tom says, been debating signing up for a while now and enjoying it much more that I moved up a tier in an hour. Just wondering if you've heard any possible Royal Rumble surprises yet. Any rumors floating around about it at all? There are no rumors floating around about it at all, actually, which is not uncharacteristic for this time of the year. This is usually when they start contacting people about coming in for such a thing if they're going to be one-offs. I'll have a lot more on this on the Inside the Royal Rumble feature that I drop, which will be up for all subscribers early this weekend. We do ask that if you're an aggregator, do not aggregate our quotes from this, please. This is a huge undertaking, so I want to keep that to our subscribers for a while. Wrestle Jake says, any updates on when Seth will return? No, that was a miscommunication. That was pitched for the January 1 thing, but it was not confirmed, and somebody jumped the gun on that. If Mania takes place in March, will there be a pay-per-view in early March, or will Elimination Chamber be the final one before Mania? That's still being discussed because everything is at the Thunderdome right now, so they don't necessarily have that set in stone, even as of now, from what I understand. But I'll find that out probably over the next week or two, because that's when they really finalize the schedule, because they're kind of shoring up everything for the road to WrestleMania, so to speak. Tom says, who in your mind are dead cert predictions to debut for AEW this year from WWE or any other promotion? I wouldn't be surprised if we see some high-level people. I mean, if I said from WWE, it would imply that I know that their contract is up, and I don't necessarily know that these people's contracts are up, but I wouldn't eventually be surprised to see Ricochet and Cole move over. Wrestle Jake also asks if Mania will still be taking place March 28th, saying that he remembers reports late last year that it could be pushed back. It could be pushed back. Royal Rumble was pushed back a week. And let me tell you, for that feature, I was blessed. That feature would have dropped last week if I didn't get that pushed back a week to January 31st, because it was supposed to be, I think, the third week of January was the Rumble before they changed it. Thomas Midas says, do you know how many teams are going to be in the Dusty Classic, either one of them? At one point, I heard 16 for men, 8 for women. I don't know if that'll change. I think they should do 16 and 16. Why not? I think that would be a lot of fun. Why not? Because if you do 8, it diminishes it, I think. What's Priscilla Kelly's status with MLW? She had a great match with Thunder Rosa recently. Well, I had heard a while back that WWE had interest in her, but that would have been so far back that they would have signed her by now. But if she has not appeared on that show since November 2019, then she ain't going to be on that show anymore. Like, that's going to be it. She's done AEW since then, Beyond since then, UWN. So, yeah, I think it was, I don't think it was a long-term thing there. Any idea if there are any Cena plans for Mania? The last time I asked, they had not heard of any, which is wild because Cena's always involved with Mania, but that's just the last time I asked. I was told there weren't any plans as of yet. That could mean that they just haven't started to make those plans. Tom says, when are you expecting Ronda Rousey to return, if ever, on TV? Presuming when it does, it'll be like Brock's case where she's no longer weekly on Raw. Yeah, it won't be weekly on Raw long term. I don't think she'll ever do a year where she's on Raw every week again because she hated the travel. Which, I mean, the irony is, if she hated the travel, this past year would have been an okay time because they didn't hardly travel. Now, she would have because of where she's located. But, yeah, that doesn't seem like something she'll do. I don't think we'll see her back until next year. Matt says, can't wait for the Royal Rumble feature next week. While putting it together, did any major shocks or surprises you found out about years past? Yeah, I found out names who were nixed from last year's Rumble that will be up on Fightful Select this week. Matt says, speaking of the Rumble, do you think that's when we could see a return for Braun and possibly Seth or Becky? Well, I know at one point WWE was hopeful that Seth would be back on the first and that Braun would be back the first week of January, but neither one of those happened. So I would imagine that if they thought that, then maybe it's a possibility for the Rumble. I don't think we're going to see Becky back at the Rumble. I mean, she had a kid last month. What would you like to see different from New Japan in the year 2021, says Jake? I want to see them split the Intercontinental and World titles, and then I want to see them consolidate some of the others, the junior tag and the regular tag. And I just think that's the right move. Matt says, Dusty Bracket just released one mystery team. Odds on it being the Rascals. That could be a huge way to have them debut. It could be. Knowing WWE, it'll be like just some main roster thrown together two guys. But yeah, I think that the Rascals would be a really nice surprise for that. Jake says, if you would have gone back in time to relive any of the classic territories, what would those be and why? Well, I'll pick one. Well, I've never been a big territory guy, but I'll throw one out there that probably a lot of you would never even think, and that's ICW, International Championship Wrestling, which that's what Randy Savage and his dad kind of ran throughout my neck of the woods, like Lexington. In this town that I live in, Ewing, Kentucky, a town of 200, they ran events at the fairgrounds a mile from my house. So knowing what Randy Savage would become, that makes me wish that I could kind of see that. Now, there are not a whole lot of other people that you would look at and you would go, I want to see them. I would have to see them. But for me, it's like I care about my home area, and I care about the history of my home area. I mean, they booked Bob Orton Jr., Pez Watley, Ronnie Garvin, Rip Rogers. I'm trying to think of some names that you guys might know. When they ran Tennessee, I think they booked Boris Malenko, Bob Roop, The Assassin. Like, there are some people that they had booked back then that probably didn't get booked a lot when they were up in Kentucky. But, I mean, that's the thing. Running Lexington and Ewing and places like that, that's important to me. And I care about that, and I care about my local area. So I would want to relive that and just see how it looked to have an event with even a pre-fame Randy Savage running in my town, my little town, where it could probably draw more people than live here right now. Nathan says, I see something happening with the Young Bucks interfering at Hard to Kill to set up Bucks versus Motor City Machine Guns. What do you see for Kenny? Oh, I think that he's eventually going to face Rich Swann. I think that Impact at these tapings are going to go all in on Rich Swann, probably. And, yeah. Mick or Astro Mick says, do you know any details on the GCW IWTV situation? Yeah, IWTV is claiming ownership of the GCW Masters. Joshua Cyprian says, who do you see leaving WWE this year, and what promotion do you think would benefit said talent? I think Ricochet is going to leave WWE this year, and I think that AEW would benefit him. AEW or Ring of Honor would benefit him better than what he's doing now, long term. He can always go back to WWE. I mean, look at Morrison. He came back and he's doing fine. Jake says, with Pierce specifying there are 30 spots in the Rumble for Raw and SmackDown in the Gulak AJ segment, why are they not using NXT to limit potential cross exposure? I think they will use NXT. They will. I mean, I think that was just a gaffe on their part. I don't think that was intentional. If Sting were to do a cinematic match in AEW, who would be your ideal opponent for him? Cody. Maybe Darby to some degree, but Cody is the one that sticks out to me. He's got acting experience. Sheila says, it sucks to ask, but do you think WWE, AEW, and Impact will try to be transparent on positive cases that might arise in the next few weeks? For the record, I'm not asking for people to be named. Now, I appreciate your question and the way that you framed it, Sheila. No, I don't think they'll be fully transparent, because I know they haven't, because I do know some of the names of people that that have tested positive and they have not been named by the companies. Sheila says, any update on Aleister Black? Apparently he hasn't wrestled for about 3 months. Yes, he has not been at SmackDown. And I'll have more on that this week. Reed says, do you feel like the angle for AEW and Impact would work better if it only had AEW wrestlers going up against Impact wrestlers? Maybe, but I think this is a unique situation where the cross-promotion actually works, because everybody knows what Bullet Club is. Everybody knows about the history of these guys. We're well aware. We know. And I think in most situations that you would be right, Reed, but in this one, it's a very, very special circumstance. Sheila says, will the Women's Dusty Tag Classic winners get a trophy, a new set of tag titles, or do they get a title shot that's floating between the main roster brands? I've asked people in NXT. They do not know. They have not been told. I don't even know if WWE knows. I think if NXT had their way, it'd be a title shot. Or just defend the titles in the tournament. But the people that I've talked to do not know. Thomas says, with the number of current and upcoming free agents, what TV promotion will be most affected in a positive way and in a negative way, at least initially? In a negative way, Impact Wrestling. In a positive way, it should be Ring of Honor. They should be reaching out to a lot of these free agents and making stuff happen, but I haven't heard that they're doing that. I actually think like New Japan USA might benefit from this because it'd be a way for people to get bookings in the meantime and then be able to say, I've worked for New Japan. I've got a relationship with New Japan. So I think that would be pretty cool. Paul says, any word on if Matt Cardona will be landing with a promotion full-time soon? I would have thought he'd have signed somewhere by this point. Well, I think that probably he and a lot of people expected him to be with AEW full-time, and the relationship is still good from what I understand, but there was not a full-time deal there. I'll say this over and over again. ROH should try to sign Matt Cardona. They should really, really try to sign Matt Cardona. And speaking of ROH, Paul asks, is EC3 expected to be in the bubble to have his match with Jay Briscoe? I thought I read somewhere he wanted to fulfill that originally planned match. Yeah, he told me that he wanted to see that through, and he felt like he owed it to the fans, to Jay Briscoe, and to himself. When I asked him this week, he said TBD. That leads me to believe that he will be. I can't say that he will be, but it leads me to believe that he will be, or otherwise he'd just say no. Right before the pandemic hit, ROH was about to start a quest for the gold women's tournament. Is the ROH women's division on hold until overseas wrestlers like Kellyanne and Session Moth Martina are able to travel to the U.S.? Yes, it is, in a lot of ways. Maria Manic was at their last tapings, but she was pulled from any appearances on it. But she's supposed to be at the next ones, which are this weekend, next week. And she was wrestling men anyway. And she's supposed to be doing better, too. But they had a lot of bold plans. I mean, they reached out to Deonna Purrazzo in September. So that leads me to believe they've got some plans. And they should. There's so much talent out there right now. Just contractually available people right now. There's Priscilla Kelly. There's Jody Threat. Billy Stark's is probably too young. Allison Kay is out there. Solo Darling is out there. Elena Black. Trisha Dora. I know I'm missing a bunch. I mean, there's a ton that are working dark that aren't signed right now as well. Gabby Ortiz is out there. Hyann's out there. There are so many. Willow Nightingale. There are Alley Cat. Love of God, Alley Cat's there. These are all people they can book right now that are not overseas. So they should. Dorian says, what do you think the plan for Asuka Charlotte going into the Rumble and WrestleMania is? I can't imagine the booking gymnastics of Asuka losing both titles. So do you see Rhea Ripley in those plans? No, I don't see Rhea Ripley in those plans. I do see her in the Royal Rumble, though. That's just a personal thing. They got to lose those tag titles, and Asuka's got to defend that women's title. But what do I see as the plan? I don't know, because Asuka was sitting there at Raw Monday night, and they didn't even book her on the show when they had four people doing double duty. I used to be able to predict WWE's booking patterns because they were very, very predictable. Now I have no idea who they'll just abandon on a day-to-day basis. I mean, like in the mid-2000s when Shane Helms held the Cruiserweight title for over a year but defended it like eight times, it was like, he's being used. Asuka wasn't even used last night. Anakin asks, RVD left Impact in September. Any idea what he might do next? Smoke weed and hang out with his girlfriend, I'd imagine. I don't think money's a big concern for him. He ain't going back to WWE unless it's for like a backstage appearance type of thing. Like, he seems like the kind of person that ROH would bring in for a one shot, or maybe New Japan USA to get some buzz on the show. But I don't think that we're going to see an extended Rob Van Dam run. I mean, he's, for his age, he is in really good shape. He's 50 years old, just turned 50. I think we're done seeing him at that level. Anakin says, we all joked about how Styles would have learned to wear a cup when he was cheating with Nakamura, but do wrestlers wear a cup when they know a low blow is coming, or they just take it hard way? I never wore a cup when I wrestled because it would cause more problems than fix problems. But, I mean, when they're doing low blows, they're worked. They're supposed to be anyway. They're not always. They're not always. But they're supposed to be worked. Anakin also says, call me crazy, but realistically, could we see Charlotte take the Raw title off of Asuka at the Rumble, Rhea win the Rumble, and then challenge Charlotte to redeem herself? I hope. But here's what'll happen, Anakin. If they do that, Triple H will be on a media call and he'll say, I told you guys to wait. I told you guys it would make sense. When that was never the plan. It was never the plan. Bryant says, thoughts on AEW moving to a bigger indoor arena? Well, I don't know what bigger would do to benefit anything. Maybe to get warmer. Bryant says, have you heard anything new on AEW introducing a trios championship? Yes, it's a very good possibility. Now, they've had some injuries and some stuff happen lately that's kind of put a pause on that, but it's a possibility. FTR told me they didn't want it, at least right now. But it is a real possibility, and I think it's a possibility for this year. What's one thing you miss in wrestling? Crowds. I miss crowds. I miss AEW crowds specifically, live. That was unlike anything else that I've ever been a part of, and it was very, very cool. Yeah, that's the main thing. I mean, it's so cliche to say that, but yeah, I do miss it. Reed asks if I know much about Bear Country from AEW Dark. They seem to have a decent look and a tag team gimmick. Yeah, they've teamed together for quite a while. I know that they teamed back in WrestlePro years ago, and they were given a big push there. They work primarily in the Northeast Massachusetts area. They did a lot of work for Beyond. They did a lot of stuff for Black Label Pro. They had appearances for CZW. I mean, they market themselves as a tag team. They are booked as a tag team. It's Bear Beefcake and Bear Bronson. But yeah, they've been around for quite a few years. And I mean, if you're they picked the right time to market themselves as a tag team and really hitch their wagon to that, because AEW treats their tag team division like it matters. So now when there are established tag teams out there, they're going to pick them up and give them a look. Why wouldn't they? So, yeah, they've been around for quite a while. Worked a lot of indie places, AIW as well, I'm pretty sure, and AAW. So, they're ones to look out for, especially since they have hitched their wagon to being a tag team. Tad says, are there any legends who would have been brought back for the Rumble, but now due to the Risk Rona poses, there are reservations? I haven't heard that at all. Most of the people that they would have brought back are not at the at-risk level, so that's not necessarily a concern. And WWE hasn't been concerned about that anyway. They've been bringing people in that are at the at-risk level. So, no, I have not heard that whatsoever. J.J. Gyllenhaal says, on my quest to complete the Monday Night Wars on Nitro, the TV matches are so simple and almost everyone is winning with just a regular move. Nowadays, most matches are won with their finish. Why don't most matches end with different moves? Well, a lot lately, it's been sneaky pins. AEW has done that a lot, where like you might see somebody win with a reverse superplex or something like that. And I think it's something that you have to do to get unpredictability over. I think a lot of it was set on getting your finish over in recent years, but I think that Baron Corbin and a lot of other people have been very good about not just protecting their finish, but sometimes getting wins with their secondary moves. That way they seem like more of a threat. Ben says, do you know how many students and teachers there are at the Nightmare Factory? I think about a dozen or two dozen students, and I don't know how many trainers or teachers there are. Do you think it's now more likely that the Good Brothers end up signing to AEW at some point? Not anytime soon. They got a multi-year deal with Impact Wrestling, but there might be a bit of a cooperation in that regard. Ben says, with the Dark Order losing their leader and becoming fan favorites, how do you see AEW telling the story of who and what the Dark Order are going forward? Less of a cult, probably. Yeah, I think it'll be more of a social club type of thing. I think they'll be more fun-loving, and they're 9-0 this year as a collective unit. But yes, I think it'll be more of a social club and less of a cult, which is funny because that's what a lot of cults will say that they are. We're just a social club. But I think that would be a good nod to it as well. Them being like, no, we're just a social club. Hey, do you want to try some Kool-Aid? That would be very cool. Becky says, do you think Sonya's new role will last beyond the next couple of weeks? There's so much story potential there, but she's wrestled so few matches this past year, and I worry about keeping her in a non-wrestling role for any extended period. I'm with you. I want to see her wrestle because I think she can be a mega star wrestler. and I mean a megastar. I think she can be near or at Becky Lynch level star in wrestling. She's going to be really good in this role, this non-wrestling role. And as we've seen, like Baron Corbin did a non-wrestling role for a lot of this, and he's back in the ring full time. Now, granted, that's not the status in which we want to see Sonya Deville end up in, but yeah, I think it'll last beyond the next couple weeks. I think it'll last probably till at least around WrestleMania, maybe through that. Anthony says, what would your reaction be to a custody of Ric Flair match between Lacey and Charlotte? It'd be so stupid, but I would think that it was funny. Oh, God. When Fightful moves over to the website, will there be a feed to connect the podcast to all podcast apps? I believe so. That's more of a question for Jimmy, but I'm working to stay abreast of that situation. Yeah, I think so. I mean, that's something that I want. I want it to operate a lot like this, but I mean, obviously there would be some hiccups. Ronan says, when's the last time a wrestler's stock dropped as quickly as Tessa Blanchard, from history-making world champion to seemingly unhirable months later? Never. It's never dropped like this, ever. You could say Art Barr when he got hired by WCW and then got fired, but he wasn't near this level. No. And then a few years later, all these companies had interest in him. Avery says, who are some surprise entrants you're hoping for or expecting the Royal Rumble this year? Well, I want to see Victoria in it this year because she wasn't last year. That's the main one on the women's side. On the men's side, I'd like to see them bring in Carlito after they didn't have him appear at Raw Legends Night. Who do you have winning the Max and Calvin fight on Saturday and how? Max Holloway decision. I can't wait for that fight. What an awesome looking fight that is. Ray says, I have dove deeper into non-WWE market in the last year because of your great coverage. I've noticed a lot of companies utilize the time limit. Why doesn't WWE do this? I think it adds an on-air legitimacy to the fights. Well, it adds urgency too, because if you add a time limit, then you increase the sense of urgency to win a match. So a lot of the rules of psychology are able to be broken then. You don't have to sit in a chin lock for a while. You can do things differently. I think that WWE has enough issues timing their own shows to where they don't want to add another qualifier to that. Do you think these weird cliffhanger endings to Raw are going to be the current trend for a while? Maybe this week or next week or this month, and then Vince will change his mind like he always does. Always does. Also, recently subbed to New Japan World, and I'm loving it. Learning, though, do I have it understood correctly that the NEVER titles are basically the up-and-comers type of title? No, not necessarily. They're open weight championships, and I mean, it kind of is, but it's a lot like a U.S. title, sort of, which they already have one. But, like, for WWE, it's there. It's that style, specifically, that a lot of people lean on. Kevin says, of all the people to be ringside during Dark, I would think Jake Roberts is there voluntarily. Does he help out with the younger talent? Yes, constantly. Always hear about him helping out younger talent. David says, is there any backstage heat on Linda McMahon? No, she's never around to have heat. Cameron says, what games are you playing on the PS5 now? I don't have a PS5. I won't get it. And I mean, until like MLB The Show 21 drops, maybe, but I'm playing MLB The Show 20. Cameron says, what is the most cats you've ever had at the same time? So we have adopted and given away and found homes and fixed about 3 dozen cats overall in the last few years. But we have 6 that we kept. When my wife's best friend left a really shitty boyfriend, we were just like, hey, come on, move in. She brought her 2 cats with her. We had, I think, 8 at that time. 7 or 8 cats at that time. Cameron says, are AEW in somewhat of a predictable match order with big, long matches, as always having one women's match before the main event also? Yes, they need to switch this up. Now, I get it. They've probably found a ratings formula that works for them. But this is what Britt Baker was saying when she said, if you want more matches and you want them in different segments, tune into the segments they are in. I would like to see them try to buck that formula. I really, really would. Anthony also says, love to hear any hot take style predictions for the end of the year for AEW and WWE. I think AEW will add more people to their roster from WWE than vice versa, and that's about as hot of a take as I'm willing to get. Although I wouldn't be surprised to see some AEW people jump to other companies in the spring if their deals are up. Ronan says, if AEW were to sign any three wrestlers who contract may be up this year to strengthen their women's division, who should they be? Well, I don't know of any whose contracts are up right now, but three that I would put out there. Okay, up this year, I know that Thunder Roses is up at the end of the year. Sign her. Jody Threat and Trisha Dora. Those are three that I'm looking at, and they should get signed. Dev says, with Raw's ratings seemingly not a hot-button topic anymore and not much changing, do you think the ship has already sailed on a meaningful change on the red brand anytime soon? Yeah. I think you answered your own question, and that's the deal. Nobody's surprised by the Raw ratings anymore. Nobody's surprised by the Raw viewership anymore. And based on the creative in which we see implemented on Monday Night Raw on a week-to-week basis, it's just... I don't want to say it's hopeless, because it's never hopeless. There's always some creative mind. I mean, I thought 2010 to 2012 Impact TNA got really hopeless. Then mid-2012, there was some good stuff. Then they went to Claire Lynch. And I was like, well, there it goes. The company that I love, just down the toilet. I tried to hit Claire Lynch up for an interview, by the way. Didn't happen. But yeah, I think that something drastic has to happen. Well, maybe something drastic doesn't have to happen. Because I've mentioned it time and time again. Superstar Shakeup, WWE Draft, Wild Card, Brand-to-Brand Invitation, Raw Underground, Retribution, NXT Call-Ups, You Are the Authority. I'm missing some. Oh, Paul Heyman and Eric Bischoff getting hired. Them getting fired. Bruce Pritchard taking over the role. Bruce Pritchard taking over both roles. There's always some excuse. There's always some new thing. Dev said, questionable creative aside, do you think using a surprise Royal Rumble win to elevate a totally brand new star would work? Yes, but it takes more than that. It takes more than just the win. That would elevate them for sure. It also lead to a lot of pessimism as well, because some people would be like, oh, well, here we go. They're pushing them down our throat. But I think that it would help. You got to start somebody out big. If Jay White's in the 2021 Royal Rumble, I don't know if his contract's up, but if he is, he should win the damn thing. Have him win the damn thing. Immediate star. Yes, Dev, I think that you've got a better hold on a lot of the aspects of WWE than WWE probably does. Thank you guys so much. Very tired this week. A little under the weather. Not for that reason. Don't worry. Just a little short of breath. So thank you all so much for hanging in there with me. Lots of scoops. I love you guys. We're out.